Good morning. And it's great to be back here again. I think I was here about 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. Time goes by so quickly now. It could have been 10 years ago. I can never tell. Someone asked me how long ago it was when something happened. But it's really a pleasure to be back here again. And I came rushing in at the last minute. I left my house. It's plenty of time to get here early. And I was using MapQuest. And sometimes MapQuest is not right. This is the first time MapQuest has let me down. It had me turning right when I was going north on 57 and had to turn right on Chapman. So I'm barely going off and then suddenly realizing I'm in Ventura. I'm not in Fullerton. So anyway, I'm delighted to be here for two reasons. I'm glad I made it on time, and it's really good to be back here with you again. The topic is, of course, the power of listening. And most of us, I think, are aware of the importance of listening in any conversation. This morning, we're going to take some time to explore the power of listening and engage in a conversation about the sacred art of listening and practices that can help us become more of a listening presence. And I'll further define some of these terms as I go along. Now, if we think of communication as having two components, listening and speaking, for the most part, we think that speaking is the most important role. It certainly is the one that gets the most attention. However, I'm going to invite you today to think about the possibility that listening is at least as important as speaking, if not more important, although it's much less understood and recognized. The quality of your listening can make a profound difference in any conversation. It is a sacred art, and it is a spiritual practice. What is the power of listening? I haven't been able to come up with any really quick definition of this, but I have sort of a four-part way that I think about listening in this way. And listening is the art of becoming a listening presence, listening to others. It's a way of being that allows us to listen to people from diverse traditions, backgrounds, belief systems, and customs. It's about listening for understanding rather than for judging. And finally, it's about being open, attentive, curious about another in such a way that they feel more fully alive and fully expressed at the end of that conversation. So it's a big job here, this notion of the power of listening. So in our short time together this morning, I'm going to give you a little bit of background. I'm going to talk about three ways to think about listening, and then give you three quick one-minute practices that can help you to prepare to become a better, more effective, powerful listener. For the past 10 years, I've been focusing on the art of listening. And one of the when people find out that this is what I do, or the name of my books, or the name of my business, one of the first things that everyone says to me is, "Oh, we could all learn how to listen better. That's wonderful. Would you talk to my husband, my boss?" But every single person, you can have at least one other person in their life that they would like to listen to them better. So that's true. And we just step back a little bit. Maybe we are that one person for someone else, and we really do need to learn how to listen better. There are some statistics. People have studied listening and communication, and what the statistics tell us is that we spend about 45 to 50% of our time listening every single day. However, about 75% of that time we're forgetful, we're distracted, we're simply not paying attention. The average attention span for an adult in this country is 22 seconds. That's a marketing statistic. So when you think about marketing, you think about commercials. How long is a commercial? Usually 15 to 30 seconds. They discovered that the adult attention span is about 22 seconds. Fascinating, isn't it? Then immediately after someone speaks, we remember about half what they said. If you go out just a few hours, it's down to about 10 to 20%. And yet, less than 5% of us have ever spent any time focusing on the art of listening, on learning how to listen better. People hear these statistics and they say, "That's fascinating. I have never known that I spent a lot of time preparing to speak. I don't think I've ever prepared to listen, or even thought about preparing to listen." And what I discovered over these past 10 years is that what my work is about preparing people to listen, to think about how to be prepared to listen. It's very simple to think about how we prepare to speak. There are all kinds of classes in public speaking, and we know we're going to give a presentation, and we do some research, we write it down, we practice, we edit, we go back. All these things we do to prepare to speak. speak. But what do we do to prepare and listen if we've even thought about it? We just don't think about it. This is that there's something to that. So glad that I discovered in my work that there is a value. I believe there's a tremendous value to preparing ourselves to listen, to taking some time out to think, how can we actually learn how to be more effective in our listening? And I'm going to talk about the three qualities that I see in just a little bit. And the qualities are that slowing down to reflect, cultivating silence, and being present. These are practices that we can do in these arenas that I will talk about in just a few minutes. Before I do that, I want to expand the notion that listening is more than hearing words. It's more than just noticing what noise that you hear coming across the ear. I want you to think about a time when someone was really listening to you. They weren't thinking about what they were going to say next, where they were going to go next, or what they were going to do next. They were simply there, listening to you, paying attention to every word that you said, and even to the words that you weren't saying. What did that feel like? Most people report that this feels very nurturing, it feels healing, it feels connecting. There's a wonderful sense of being heard as for who you are when someone really takes that time to listen to you in that particular way. And I think this is what we're really longing for when we say we'd like other people to listen to us better. We want that connection. We want people to really get what we're saying. And that takes this, what I call the art of listening. So we have kind of lost this in our culture because we're so busy. We're always going places, doing things. We have to-do lists. We have email lists. We have instant messages. We have iPods. We have all these things that distract us from really taking the time to slow down and listen. So thinking about listening as an art is a shift in the way we usually think about listening. We usually think listening is an act, something we do. So I invite you to think about the possibility that listening is actually an art. It's something we be. We become a listening presence. We be something for someone else rather than do something for someone else. So that's a shift. And that's the first way I like to think about listening, is that listening is an art and has that capacity to really transform relationships in that way. The second way, you want a question now or you want a question later?
I'm having trouble listening.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm right in the microphone here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is much better, huh?
Yeah.
Start over. No.
I'll start over. Thank you very much. Yeah, I can hear it now, too. Oops, I can hear those things so on both sides. So, the first way of thinking about listening is that listening is an art. And the second way about thinking about listening is that listening is a choice. We actually choose whether or not we're going to listen to someone else, although usually it's pretty unconscious. Have you ever had that experience of listening to someone speak and all of a sudden you realize you haven't heard a word they said for the past minute or two? Or the other side of that is you're the speaker and you know that someone's there listening to you and all of a sudden you realize they're gone. I mean, they're physically still there, but they're not really there anymore. You know that they're not listening to you anymore. So that listening is a choice. And it's an action in that sense because it takes some energy to do that, to choose whether or not we're going to listen to someone else. And there may be reasons, legitimate reasons, why we choose not to listen. So it's not that not listening, choosing not to listen is wrong. It's not. It's just knowing that you have that choice and being aware of the fact, yes, I'm choosing to listen, and then listen, or no, I'm choosing not to listen for whatever, and then let the other person know that you can't listen at that particular time. This is something that I find that most people have difficulty doing, or we haven't even thought about saying, you know, I really can't listen to you right now. I'm something else on my mind, or I have to go someplace, and I can't give you the quality time I'd like to give you to listen to you. So we meet again later, or something like that. Most of us don't think about doing that because we just half listen, and you know, nobody's really satisfied in the conversation because one of us is thinking about doing something else, and the other one is wanting someone to really listen to them. So listening is a choice, and when you realize that listening is a choice, you'll discover that you have hundreds of opportunities every day to choose to listen. And again, it's awareness. Listening is an art, listening is a choice. And finally, listening is a gift.
is probably one of the greatest gifts that we can give to another human being, to truly listen to them in the way that I was talking about before, when you know that someone's really there, simply listening to you. But that's a gift that we give to other people. And you can't put value on that kind of gift. When two people are truly, totally listening to one another, there's something else there besides the two individuals. And I call that presence sacred. Some people call it holy. Some people call it spirit. Musicians tend to call it aesthetic rapture. Mystics call it ecstasy. Athletes call it being in the zone. Jazz musicians call it being in the groove. It's those timeless moments when there's nothing else there, just whatever is happening, just that conversation, just that experience of performing or doing something on an athletic basis or painting or whatever it happens to be. But it's the same with listening. When two people are genuinely through, totally listening, authentically listening to each other, there's something else there. There's that presence. There's that gift of spirit, of sacredness, of the holy. And so we have these three aspects. One more thing about the gift. If we start thinking about listening as a gift, and it's either a gift that we're giving to someone else or it's a gift that we're receiving from someone else, it puts a whole new value on listening and actually gives permission for us to slow down and have these kinds of conversations, because we know that there is a gift to be given or received when we listen in this way. So the other possibility here to think about is that in addition to the listening as an art, listening as a choice, and listening as a gift, is that these form a context for how we prepare to listen. So we thought about these three things as a way to think about listening. Now we have another opportunity to look at listening as a practice and listening as something that we can prepare to do. So the first way that we can prepare to listen is to practice silence. There is no listening without silence. And yet in our culture, it's so difficult to have silence. We're almost we're addicted to noise. Always something happening around in terms of it's just the white noise that can hear the air conditioning here now. Or when you're out in public, there's almost always music playing in many places. And there's always people talking on their cell phones now. So there's just no silence. We're not used to having silence at all. And yet, listening to silence, listening beyond the words, contemplative listening is another way to talk about that. It's taking that time to be quiet and to simply be. And most of us don't do that. We're going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And there's a value in that. When farmers were planting their crops, they used to leave one portion empty every year. They didn't plant on it. They left it fallow so that when they came back to plant the next year, the soil was richer and could really support the growth of whatever they planted better. I think that that's what silence is for our soul, that we take that time out to be silent, to nurture ourselves, so that when we go back into it, the activity that we all experience every day, that we are nurtured and we are more fully able to be our fully expressed in that and what we can do and be more active in our daily lives. But taking that time out to be silent is of value. So how do we cultivate silence? What can we do? First of all, is to notice how much noise there is in your life and notice where it's coming from. Sometimes you can actually turn off some of the noise. You don't have to have noise in your life all the time. You can turn off radios or TVs or CDs. You can turn off machinery that's making that buzz in the background. Those kinds of things. Just notice how much noise there is in your life and see if there are places and times and spaces where you can turn some of that off and be in silence. For me, one of the things that I learned to do several years ago now was to just not turn on the radio or CD or tape or anything when I'm in the car driving. So my car becomes a sanctuary of silence for me. And it's just, I look forward to that now. No matter how long I'm driving, unless there's a traffic jam, then I'll turn it on to see if there's a way to get around it. But I really enjoy that silence in the car. And it disturbs me a little bit when I see everybody going around with these iPods in their ears all the time. But there's no space for silence anymore. How do you know what you're thinking? take 1 minute every single day to intentionally be in the silence. Intentional is underlined. Because we do have those moments of silence where we don't pay attention to it, we just slip right by. Just take 1 minute a day to intentionally be silent and just see what you hear. Just be in that quiet state for 1 minute. You'll be amazed at how that can transform your life just 1 minute a day. So that's number one practice is to take 1 minute of silence every day. The second quality is to slow down to reflect. Get to know your inner voice. How can we get to know that our inner voices? It's about listening to ourselves, our true selves. And the more we get to know that inner voice, the more we'll have the capacity to know when it's time to speak and when it's time to listen. Many of us sometimes go around just speaking without thinking because we haven't taken that time to get to know our inner voice and see, am I really called to speak or am I called to listen right now? And just this reflection process helps us to get to know that. We get to know our inner voice. Get to know that wisdom which is deeply embedded in each one of us. One of the barriers to this in our culture is that we're trained to listen for answers. And reflection is really listening for questions. So the questions to ask yourself, this is another practice number two, every day, take time out, ask yourself a question when something comes up, say, what wants to be said next? Not what do I want to say next, but what wants to be said next? Just asking that question leads one to sort of reflect and say, okay, well, what does want to be said next? Well, instead of blurting out the first thing that comes to your mind, taking some time to see what wants to be said next or what wants to be done next. Or sometimes it's even taking a breath before speaking. And then speaking. It's simple, and yet it's something that's not part of our daily practice for most of us, is to take that time to ask ourselves these questions. So slowing down to reflect, getting to know that inner voice, that's the second practice. And the third practice is called being present. And this is really, truly being attentive to what you're doing and what you're listening to, being fully there. As I kind of call this heart listening. It's the kind of listening where we really connect with another person. We're simply there, present, listening to someone else. Not thinking about anything else. Not thinking about what we're going to do next, or stay next, or go next. Those kinds of things that we can do. It's present when you feel connected to people. That heart listening, this being present. It's also about hospitality. It's giving people, again, part of it is giving people the gift to be fully themselves and to be able to express that to you in a way where they're not feeling that they're going to be judged at that point in time. And so just being open, creating that space that your presence allows another person to really fully express themselves. So the third practice is something that's called a mindful minute. And this is something that can help us to become more, to know what it's like to be more present in our life. And a mindful minute is every day, for 1 minute, be fully aware of what you're doing in that minute. And if you take something, a task that you do every day, some kind of mundane task or something, it could be doing the laundry, it could be taking a shower, making a meal, those are the kinds of things that you do pretty routinely. But for that 1 minute, for every 60 seconds, be fully present to what you're doing. And one of the ways that I do this is I say to myself, for example, if I was going to say I'm going to be fixing my breakfast, I say, I'm going downstairs, I'm walking into the kitchen, I'm opening the refrigerator, I'm taking out the orange juice, I'm putting it on the counter, and I would just say, be aware of what I was doing for that minute. People who take this exercise on and do it regularly tend to say sometimes that's the only minute that they remember out of the day. We're so used to multitasking. We're always doing more than one thing at a time. So by taking that time to be fully present, by practicing that, it's more likely that we'll not be able to be fully present in a conversation when we really want to listen to someone else there. So there are three practices now in three arenas, and they are, the first one is take a 1 minute of silence every day, be intentionally silent. The second one is to ask yourself questions, what wants to be said next, what wants to be done next. And the third one is to take on a mindful minute, to be fully aware of what's happening for one solid minute every single day. And I want to underline again, day, the daily want to have a conversation where we really want to hear someone what someone else is saying, these things will kick in. And you won't have to think about it as much. Because often what happens is we say, yes, I really want to listen to someone else, and you're there, and you're starting to listen, and then all the conversation goes on in your head about all the thoughts that keep coming in that distract us from being fully present with the other. These practices help us to let go of those thoughts, so when they do come, then we can just let them go, and then stay with that person, be totally present with that person, and be in that moment, and give them the gift of listening, so that we can really be there as present then as we can. So these practices, really done daily, will transform your capacity to listen. It's amazing how that all works. Notice how the quality of your relationship changes just out of these three little practices that you could take on every single day. And take the time to prepare to listen. So thinking this is, if you take the time to prepare to speak, take time to prepare to listen. So there's a wonderful quote by a man named David Augsburger, and he says, being listened to is so close to being loved that most people cannot tell the difference. Very powerful quote. So listening is a creative force that transforms relationships. Listening to yourself elicits full self-expression, listening to your soul. Listening is being fully present to God, to self, to others. Listening is a sacred art. Thank you for your listening.